Even though it's only been 16 days since we celebrated our beautiful Christmas Masses, today Holy Mother Church concludes her very short Christmas season with today's feast of the baptism of the Lord Jesus. And during this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, I can't help but reflect on my own baptism and its relationship to God's mercy. If you think about it, baptism was the Lord's first act of mercy for me. When Jesus baptized me with fire, with the Holy Spirit and with fire, it was the first time that mercy came into my soul. Baptism was the first time I experienced mercy and the forgiveness of my sins, the forgiveness of my original sin that I inherited from Adam and Eve. And if you were baptized later in life, it was the first time you also received forgiveness from all of your actual personal sins. So do you remember your baptism? Were you baptized as a baby or were you baptized as an adult? Most of us were probably baptized as infants and don't have any personal memories of our baptism. I was only 18 days out of the womb when my parents, in a great act of mercy, presented me to the parish priest for baptism. I only know it's true because I've seen the signed and sealed baptismal certificate. I've talked to the witnesses who testified to being there. And I've seen the many pictures that were taken at my baptism. Infant baptism is particularly significant because it shows just how merciful God is. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says in paragraph 1250 that the sheer gratuitousness of the grace of salvation is particularly manifest in infant baptism. What does that mean? The sheer gratuitousness of the grace of salvation is particularly manifest in infant baptism. What does that even mean? It's simple. It means the infant hasn't done anything. An infant hasn't done any good works. He hasn't even made an act of faith and believed in God. He doesn't even know God. And yet, although the child does not know God, God knows that child. Even though the child hasn't done anything to deserve it, God desires to make that little baby part of his family through the grace of baptism. That's mercy. We receive what we don't deserve because of God's love for us. That's what we heard in today's second reading from St. Paul's letter to Titus. St. Paul's letter to Titus that we heard in today's second reading, you probably were thinking, I've heard this before, because it's the exact same reading that we had at the Christmas Mass at midnight, Titus 2, verses 11 to 14, and the exact same reading that we had at Christmas Mass at dawn, Titus chapter 3, verses 4 to 7. So they just sandwiched those two readings together for us today from the midnight Mass and the Mass at dawn of Christmas. But listen to the second half of chapter 3 of St. Paul's letter to Titus, verses 4 to 7. This is what I'm reflecting on today regarding infant baptism. When the kindness and generous love of God, our Savior, appeared, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, we hadn't done anything, but because of his mercy, he saved us from our sins and from death. How? By the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, that's clearly a reference to baptism, right? Which he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ. So the Holy Spirit comes to us from Jesus. Why? So that we might be justified by his grace, justified, made right with God, and become heirs to eternal life. Wow, what a gift baptism is. So why would we wait to baptize an infant? Sometimes parents tell me, well, I want to let my child decide for themselves if they want to be baptized. And I always respond to this line of thinking, well, let the child decide for himself what he'll do. I always respond to this line of thinking by saying, you know, I'm really upset with my parents. You know, can you believe that when I was an infant, they forced me to eat Gerber squash? Can you believe they did that? Yuck! Ugh, gross! Why didn't they let me decide? I didn't want Gerber squash. Can you believe that my parents forced me to get vaccinated as an infant without waiting for me to decide whether I wanted to receive immunizations or not? I wanted to decide. I didn't want to get vaccinated. I don't believe in all those worthless vaccinations, and my parents forced that upon me. And you know what else they did? They forced me to learn English. Can you believe that? Why didn't they let me decide what language I wanted to speak? I wanted to speak Italian as my first language, but no, here I am forced to learn English. Do you get my point? Clearly, parents should make important, life-changing decisions for their children. Should they not make the most important decision of all by presenting their child to the priest or the deacon to become a child of God? Parents know how to immunize their child and to keep them free of diseases of the body. Do you know how to keep free from diseases of the soul? It's called sanctifying grace that comes to us in baptism. That's better than any immunization. And if parents rightly choose a language for their child, shouldn't they also choose the faith in which they are to be baptized? So the Catechism of the Catholic Church rightly teaches in paragraph 1250, the church and the parents would deny a child the priceless grace of becoming a child of God were they not to confer baptism shortly after birth. Why? Why would we deprive a child of the mercy of God in baptism? Baptism makes us a child of God. It makes us a member of His family, a temple of the Holy Spirit where the Holy Trinity comes to live deep within us. It gives us sanctifying grace to immunize us from sin and Satan. And it leaves a permanent mark on our souls that can never be erased. For when God calls us to be His child, He never, ever changes His mind. Our call and election are permanent. Besides, baptism is necessary for salvation. Jesus says in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not will be condemned. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. Jesus is the one who told Nicodemus in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 5, amen, amen, I say to you, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Clearly, Jesus says baptism is necessary for salvation. That's why he commands his disciples in Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. How are we doing? Are we making disciples of all nations, even non-Christian ones? Jesus doesn't say, let them believe what they want to believe. No, Jesus says, make disciples of all nations. Are we offering to everyone the salvation and mercy of God that comes only through the sacrament of baptism? Are we teaching everyone to observe all that Jesus has commanded us, such as that baptism is necessary for salvation? During this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, I'm inviting everyone who is not baptized to be baptized. I'm inviting everyone during this Year of Mercy to receive the grace, the sanctifying grace, and the mercy of God in the sacrament of baptism. If you're an adult, this year of mercy is a perfect time to join our RCIA process and to be fully initiated into the Catholic Church and to believe and be baptized as Jesus asked. Last year at the Easter Vigil, we had 3 adult baptisms here at that baptismal font right there. What a grace that was. And if your children and grandchildren are not yet baptized, I'm hoping and praying that in this year of mercy, they will be inspired to have their children baptized. You know, one of my greatest moments here in the last almost 5 years has been to baptize some of our young people at St. Felix School. We've had several of our students who weren't baptized. And right at a school mass, right in front of all of their classmates, we got to baptize them and to make them a child of God and a temple of the Holy Spirit. Would that that would happen again in this year of mercy, that any of our students that aren't baptized would be so inspired by their Catholic education that they would present themselves for the grace and the mercy of God in baptism. What mercy God bestows upon us in the sacrament of baptism. He saved us through the bath of rebirth, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of his mercy. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.